podcast.
Hello, welcome to We Knows Parenting. I'm Peter McNerney.
I'm Beth Newell.
And I am incredibly car sick.
Oh, from an Uber?
I just took a very nice Uber. So you're going out of town tomorrow, so we're recording a night early. And it's later than normal. And you just had a very long day, and I was rushing home, so I got an Uber, and it was the bounciest fucking thing. I'm so sorry for my vulgarity. But I might leave in the middle of this to throw up. But there's no other time, so
just
we're doing
the
it.
The bounce of the car?
I was looking at my phone in the beginning, and then I got so sick.
Yeah, you can't look at... Any sort of, like, New York public car service is, like, the most nauseating thing ever because of, like, the constant turning and, like... The smell of the car.
It was a really nice car and a really nice man. And then it just at the end, bouncy back roads in the woods. He took the most scenic.
The woods?
Well, you know, like there's some really dark suburban. And he was like, it's really nice here. Thinking that we're driving through like Scarsdale. And he's like, wow, really impressed with me. And I was like, just wait till you see where I live. It's not here.
Anyway.
So this may be a short episode because of literal vomit.
So my sister and I took the kids to the beach today.
Oh, that sounds great.
We went to a different beach than usual. And they were bouncing up and down in the waves, which I was not sure if they would be able to handle.
Uh-huh.
But
and
they,
did they?
They loved it.
Oh, good.
They loved it.
That's great. They had a lot of water this week, huh?
A lot of water this week.
they went to a birthday party, as you all may have heard.
We went to a really epic birthday party that has vastly outshone our upcoming birthday party plans.
I'm not even gonna try, because first of all, we don't know that many kids.
No, there's a lot of kids there. I was like, these people are really good at knowing people, and we are not.
They are connectors. the only friends we have of Bryn's is our parents that have reached out to us to be like, hey, you want to come over? And we're like, okay.
Yeah, we're very bad. Yeah. Well, I tried to welcome our new neighbor with
little apple pies.
Little hand pies that we'd baked. And then mm-hmm. they weren't home. And then we got invited to another party where we brought the hand pies.
Pies
and
are gone now.
Now I feel like I've just ruined the whole introduction to our new next door neighbors. And I'm like, you know what? We're just not going to talk to you for 5 years straight. That's how it's going to go now.
I saw them outside the window. They seem nice.
I mean, I ran into the guy this morning because he dropped something and I gave it to him. But I was like, I don't have time to talk about who, like.
Well, he doesn't quite seem like the type that's like.
No, he didn't seem. Anyway.
He was very polite, quick, and then tried to leave. And then I threw in a couple more questions.
Well, he's also, like, busy. He's moving in. He's got, like, a lot of stuff to carry.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
What happens if I do throw up on the podcast? I think there's a 50% chance I will throw up.
I don't know why you would now if you haven't already.
Because motion sickness doesn't just stop. You know when you get to a tipping point where you're like, oh, it's going to take a while to come down from this. And then I just scarfed a bunch of, like, the Chinese food you had here because I thought that that would settle my stomach.
Why didn't you scarf the healthy dinner that you asked me to make you?
Because I saw the Chinese food first.
Okay.
Tell me about the beach. Tell me about, that was a long drive. You went all the way to, like, Rockaways.
Yeah, so Maven's...
It was, like, 2 hours.
I know, it took forever. Maven slept for part of the ride and then... woke up and then she was acting kind of saying she was sick and they were both saying they were sick and I was like, I don't really think you guys are that sick, but they're it was a
I
lot
believe
of stop.
Her right now. Now I believe her.
It was a lot of stop and go. So then
oh boy.
We're getting there and they're both like losing it and my sister had been asked me to come to this place and she was like, I was like, I don't know if it's worth it. Like, I was like, is it going to be close to the parking lot? Because where it's going to be a lot of driving for them and then they got to walk. And she's like, no, it'll be great. It'll be perfect. So then she gets there and she's like, actually, there's no cell phone service here and our communications are going to be sporadic and confusing. And then she was going to try to meet me in the parking lot when I got there. And then her phone was on 1% battery. And it's just like a lot of delayed texts because of the service. So when I arrived, I was very angry because the kids were mad. We were in the hottest parking lot in the world, not knowing where she was. And I was like carrying a big bag of beach stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so we're like, I gave up on waiting for her in the car. I walk over to the sidewalk. We're waiting there. We don't see her. We're waiting. The kids are in the hot sun getting more and more annoyed with me. And then she got a hold of her friend's phone, called my dad, had him merge our calls together. She called me and then finally directed me to where she was. So in spite of that, we had a very good time once we were actually at the beach. But there was like 5 or 15 minutes there where I was like,
I'm going to murder someone.
Because I was like, I guess I'm just taking kids to the beach alone. And for some reason, I drove an hour away and it's so hot. But then her friends had brought like a very big shaded tent thing.
Oh, I love
and
that.
It was great.
I love that.
It was perfect.
You're going away tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited? You're going to a friend's wedding up in Massachusetts.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's like one night, so I'm not, it doesn't feel like I'm
How are you
getting
there?
I'm renting a car.
What?
Yeah.
Jeez. No train, huh? Taking a car?
Yeah, I'm a grown up. I know how to rent a car now at the age of 33. I figured it out.
You're 33 years old?
Yeah, soon to be 34.
Boy, I keep thinking I'm 37. I'm not.
How old are you?
I think I'm 36.
I keep, for some reason lately, I feel like it keeps coming up where I want to say how long that we've been together as a couple. And then I just so immediately give up on the math. I can't possibly.
It's so easy. We got married in 2010. So it's been 9 years.
But how long have you been dating?
Since 2006. 4th of July.
So how many years is that?
13. Right. Were you really impressed with how quickly I did that math?
I was amazed.
Oh my God.
But I think part of why I can't do the math is because as soon as I start thinking about it, I'm just like, I don't know. It's been forever.
I don't know. My whole goddamn life.
It just, I can't remember when I wasn't in this.
when I wasn't stuck in this quagmire of obligations. I can't remember not having children. Was that a thing? Did we have fun? You know what I can't stand?
What?
When people are like, oh, can we not schedule that thing on a weeknight? I don't want to go into the city. When they live in like fucking Brooklyn Heights. And I'm like, do you understand? Boy, I'm real cranky.
There's so much people don't understand.
You know what? Tonight, I'm angry. In a cliche way. And I try to avoid the like, oh, all you people without kids, you don't know how easy you have it. Because that's a bullshit thing to do. But I'm so sick right now, literally, that I want to scream at my single friends without kids and to say, you better enjoy your fucking freedom and do shit and not complain about it.
Well, I was talking to my mom friends yesterday, and I was like, isn't it crazy that Saturday's not a day off? It's just like Saturday is now like the hardest day of the week where you're just constantly on call to your children.
Yeah.
It's better, though, now that we've had more. I feel like recently we've had some more time where we're all home at the same time.
That's nice. I like that.
It's much more relaxing to not be just like feeling like you're constantly pulled out by two children.
But we can go out and do stuff and it's more fun because it's shared responsibility. We'd also be home and then like sort of take turns
we had a dinner picnic on Friday.
Oh, let's talk about our dinner picnic.
Yeah, let's talk about our dinner picnic.
Oh, it was a great idea. Your idea.
Except and, I was going to make it far lazier, and I said, let's go get a pizza and have a picnic at the playground.
And I said, no, screw that.
You said, no, I bought meats, and I need to cook them.
I bought four nights of proteins, and we'd already...
that's what you said. You said, I have all these proteins.
Well, I bought salmon and scallops and turkey and chicken, and then the first two nights after I bought them, we didn't cook dinner for reasons. So I was like, well, now I got to do it every single night.
Yeah, you're very aggressive.
I really appreciate you cooking the fish tonight because I was like, this is the last opportunity to cook this fish.
It was a very hastily made dinner, but it's like good enough because I was...
Yeah.
We ran in from the beach. I had the presence of mind to order Seamless while driving 10 minutes away. And the kids... gobbled up some Chinese food, got in the bathtub, left a ring of sand in the bathtub.
And not a ring. They left a beach of sand.
Well, I pointed it out to Bryn. I was like, look how much sand came off you guys. And he goes, we're going to need a tub to clean this tub. I was like, that's really funny. That was like,
that is a top tier joke.
I was like, you just came up with that? That's great.
I got a lot of Bryn compliments today from my coworkers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They said that he seems really smart. And I was like, maybe he is. Or he's
like
really
when
good
he was singing about dinosaurs on Instagram? Is that what they're referring to?
I don't know what.
He really is starting to sort of read.
Oh, he completely reads.
He's also just like half pretending, though.
But that's what reading is.
That is the Peter McNerney school of learning. It's just, it's all pretend.
Just experience enough and memorize it.
You could just say you're doing it.
It's all pretend. That's what it is.
Okay. All right.
Can we talk about my turkey burgers? I was really pleased with them.
Oh, yeah. But quickly, I want to say when we were at the beach, also a seagull flew by and he said, ooh, a chickadee. So he's not that smart, actually.
But he sounded like an avid bird watcher.
Yeah.
Ah, a yellow-breasted warbler. That's a duck.
Okay, yeah. So you made turkey burgers for the picnic. They were good.
Thank you.
I knew there would be some critical thing missing in the picnic, even though you insisted you had napkins and things. And then we got there and there was no forks.
Forks. What did you need forks for?
It was fine. I'm not complaining.
Okay.
I knew there'd be something.
The thing I forgot was a knife. Because I brought an avocado to slice avocados on, and
forgot all the utensils.
I blew that, but I intentionally tried to prepare it so that we wouldn't need any forks.
Did you?
Yes, I thought about it, and I was like, I just need to bring a knife, and then I didn't bring a knife.
Okay.
Oh, boy. You know what Bryn... Okay, here's something funny Bryn said today. We're jumping around on the bed, and we're watching Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and Bryn really loves Spider-Ham, who's like a cartoon pig Spider-Man. Anyway, so he was jumping around and pretending to be Spider-Man, and for some reason he started going, hey, Daddy, look at this. And then he just go... jump up and say human stuff and then fall on his face on the mattress, and he thought it was so funny and he started laughing so hard and he got up and he's I'm gonna go throw up.
Well, Peter is now throwing up in the bathroom. This next segment is called Did You Knows? It's where we share some information we find on the internet.
Hi, guys. I'm back. Let's not talk about it. Let's not talk about what just happened. Okay? We're powering through. This is going to be a short episode. for obvious reasons. But I heard.
We're doing great over here.
In this moment, I feel great.
Okay.
Who knows what'll happen in the next 10 to 20 minutes. I heard this the other day on the radio. I heard this on NPR, so that's a lie. I did not find this on the internet. And boy, did I relate, because this is about beards. You ready for this, Beth, my love?
Yes.
So, in general, men with beards, or any people with beards, when people see them, they tend to see, it tends to make people seem both older and stronger. Hmm. And this is true with kids, too. You know, they did this study where they showed kids a bunch of pictures of the same guy, one with one picture without a beard and one picture with a beard. And they said, which of these people is older and which of these people is stronger? And kids, like adults, picked the bearded man because it's a sign of, you know, masculinity. I was like, that sounds great. It works for me because I am old and strong. But something that was really interesting is that kids preferred no beards. They were more comfortable with faces with no beards until about puberty. At which point then kids started to really like beards. And I thought that was fascinating that there's this clearly this evolutionary trait to when you are young and helpless, to instinctually not trust beards.
Do you think that that means that kids hate you?
Kids love me? I think it is like, you know, it does make sense for hunter-gatherer babies to be suspicious of beards because people with beards are the most likely weirdos to murder them and steal them.
The
faces then, without beards men, are less threatening. It's young people and women.
Back then, men would just kind of like drop in from time to time, which like might have been a better setup for everyone involved.
Well, clearly not, because they evolved to be wary of those bearded faces. But yeah, do you think my kids like my beard?
I think they do.
You're a big beard lady.
Yeah, I'm a big beard lady.
That sounded like you're a bearded
lady.
I'm
a lover of beards. I think a beard improves almost every face, in my opinion.
What about your face?
Yeah, I do think if I could, it could be fun to have a beard.
How much of that was a serious statement?
I think if I was a guy, I would have a beard for sure.
You definitely would.
Like, it would be great.
You know what? I think when I realized that we started dating, I did not have a beard. And then I quickly did because of you. And I got to say, you showing me a desire for like hairy, bearded men. Namely me, really, it's always made me feel good about myself. And you made me feel older and stronger.
Even when I was pressuring you into not shaving and you were fighting me on it?
I always liked having a beard. It's just shaving a beard is fun. Not anymore. Just the last few times I shaved my beard, I was like, ugh.
You were like, she was right.
I'm like, look at this dumb fat face. Ugh, this guy looks sick. Also, the balder I get. When I shaved my beard off, I was just like, there's nothing on my head now. Oh, boy.
Yeah, you look like a baby that only children would trust.
And now I'm a man of whom children are wary.
Yes.
Are there kinds of beards that you think are better than others? What's a really good kind of beard?
I like them all.
All of them? There's ugly beards.
There's sometimes people have really blonde beards that are weird, depending on the shape and size.
Just because you don't know where it starts and where it ends?
I mean, generally, I think blonde people are untrustworthy, and it's hard to trust. Wow.
Okay. Shots fired, blondies. Keep in mind, our daughter Maven is blonde.
I know, and I'm working through my trust issues with blonde people via her.
This is something I've never heard from you.
I just
What blonde person wronged you so long ago?
Just look at them. All right.
Just like, what is this? That was another weird mutation that only kids had blonde hair and blue eyes. And then some like Scandinavians thousands of years ago had a mutation that made it so that their hair didn't get dark. And so it makes them all look younger, like babies. And you don't trust that because you like older and stronger, right?
Well, yeah. And also like the whole like Aryan race thing.
Oh, you don't like blind people because of Nazis?
I just,
sure, blame all blonde people.
I don't blame all blonde people. I just think when shit like that's going down, there's blonde people involved.
You just think blonde people have gotten a free ride for too long?
Yeah, they have blonde privilege. It's not like they're not all bad.
They're not. Being blonde doesn't make you bad. You're just more likely to be bad if you're blonde. Is that what you're saying?
I just think if you're like the most dangerous president we have, you have sort of a weird, creepy, fake blonde thing going on.
Oh, see, I don't even see that as blonde. I don't know what that is.
It's trying to be blonde. It's trying to retain the blondness of youth.
Okay, and this is making a lot more sense. So you're connecting blondness to political figures.
Listen, I could go on about this all night. We can't connect all the threads, but they're there.
You know what? This is making a lot of sense. Now I'm just remembering in our bedroom that all those images you have on the wall with red thread tying them all together into a map, and every time I come in, you're working on it, you say, "Leave me alone, I've almost cracked it." Does this have to do with that?
If you had a map like that, why do you need the threads to tie everything together? Like, everything there is clearly connected as part, like...
It's like a family tree.
Yeah.
You don't want to forget exactly where those lines are.
You don't just need random lines connecting everything.
I gotta say, the red lines are the thing I connect with the most when I see an insane...
You would.
I'm like, oh, I love that there's rules to this.
You're like, I'm getting a whole story here.
It's telling me where to look. I got to shoot a commercial where I was that guy looking at the board with all the strings. And being on that set made me really happy.
I have never seen this commercial.
It was part of the Super Bowl commercial. Anyway, I was in the Super Bowl commercial. Do you guys know? Humble brag. It was years ago.
Okay, well, I think we can wrap up this segment. We've covered a lot of ground.
It'd be really funny if I had to go throw up again. That'd be a great way to end a segment. If you're blonde and are evil or feel that this...
If you're blonde, I think you can understand why I'm going to, you know, think twice before trusting you.
You think they could understand that?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, blonde people, I think you're great. I think you're great.
I understand white women have done a lot of dumb things. And so if I walk in a room and someone's like takes something out of context and is rolling their eyes at me, I'm like, I get it. I get it why you would be that way. It makes sense. The evidence is there.
I literally have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I'm just saying why blonde people should understand why I feel this way as a general vibe. I understand this is not true in all cases.
I just realized one of our closest friends is blonde also.
Yeah, and she knows I've had to overcome some prejudice.
And you've done that for her.
I've done that for her.
She should thank you.
She's taught me a lot about
this understands
the
this
culture.
Explains a lot of the tension that's clearly evident between you and Maven every time I see you together. Oh, I think we really learned something on this. Did you know?
Beards are good. Blondes
are bad. And now it's time for What Do They Knows? This is where we talk to our kids and we find out things. Ready for this?
Yes.
Here we go. Okay. Now I want to ask you guys, you know, Bryn's birthday. Bryn, your birthday is coming up.
Yay!
Oh, don't kick those. Kick those handles. That's too loud in the microphone. Your birthday is coming up, Bryn.
Yay!
How old are you going to be?
6.
You are a liar. You're not going to be 6. You're going to be 5.
No, I'm going to be 10.
Whoa, you just changed your mind. You said 6 and now you said 10?
I'm going to be 100.
Oh, wow. You're old. What do you want to do for your birthday?
Watch TV.
So, if you can do anything, if you could do anything for your birthday, you'd want to watch TV? Mm-hmm. All right, what else do you want?
And presents.
And you want presents. Ooh, okay. Oh, Maven's falling down. What kind of presents do you want? Huh?
Remote.
You want a remote control for a TV?
No, I want a remote control for one of my presents.
Oh, you want one of your presents to have a remote or to be a remote?
To be a remote. And I could tell you more.
Oh, you got to be up here.
And a computer.
You want a computer? What would you do with a computer, Bryn?
I'll work on it, and it's going to be your computer.
So you want my computer for your birthday. Bryn, tell me, when Daddy does work on his computer, what do you think the work actually is?
Puppies. arf.
That's what you think I do? I just go on the computer, and I write, arf, puppies.
Yes.
Why would
and
I do that?
So ghost. Woo.
And then do I send that to somebody?
Yes.
Who do I send it to?
Nick.
I send it to your favorite comedian, Nick Kanellis. Why do you think Nick is so funny? It's hard to explain.
I don't want to do it now.
All right, who do you want to come to your birthday?
Cyrus?
Lucas?
Nobody else. Just Cyrus and Lucas.
Okay.
And me!
And Maven. Maven, what
no,
do you...
No, I'm not inviting you because you're already here. Because you're already going to be here.
That's a good point. You don't need an invitation because you live here already, so you will be here. Would you like to be invited anyway, Maven? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I'll invite you. Maven, do you have any hopes for Bryn's birthday? Are you excited about Bryn's birthday? What do you want?
I want a banana, please.
You want a banana? For Bryn's birthday or just right now?
Right now.
What is your favorite food?
Banana.
You eat a lot of bananas, don't you? You also eat avocados now, right? You like avocados with a spoon? You just coughed in my face. Oh, now you think it's funny? Tell me, what other foods do you like? Apple? Yes. Yeah, buddy?
Give me a card.
Well, we're doing an interview here. You made a card?
No, it's just open.
Oh, folded a piece of paper into the shape of a card.
And when I fold it like this.
Yeah.
This is the strap. I put it like around like that.
Wow, that's a really good card. Are you gonna write on it?
Yeah, but first I need to do like open.
You did it.
Great. And I need a crayon.
Maven. When is your next birthday? Do you know when your birthday is? Oh, you're coughing in my face more? Do you know the date of your birthday? You know, your birthday is May 1st, right? You just farted on me and coughed in my face at the same time. Are you proud? Are you proud? Are you want to be tickled? You asked for it.
Who's smiling?
Come here.
Who's smiling?
Who's smiling? Say that again. Are you going to eat some Life cereal into the microphone? All right, so Bryn, this is the birthday interview. Okay, very good. The birthday interview, last question. Who would be the most surprising person to show up to your birthday?
Not holding me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nick? Oh, Maven's falling off the chair. Okay. All right, well, everyone's sliding off of my lap and is eating Life cereal and doesn't want to be interviewed anymore. So before we go, I have one more question for both Maven and Bryn. While Bryn has a mouthful of Life cereal. The question is, what's one word, Bryn, you would use to describe yourself?
Dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. All right, Maven, get some Life cereal and then come back over here to the microphone. Okay, now you have a, whoa! You bumped into a table, you fell down with a mouthful of Life cereal. Come here. Now tell me, what's one word you would use to describe yourself? Are you a cow? Maven, oh, I forgot to tell you, right now you have face paint on from yesterday, which we didn't totally wash off, and you have a unicorn face. Do you love your unicorn horn? Yeah, I see it. It's beautiful. Tell us what.
That was under my hair.
It was under your hair. Under your bangs. Yeah. All right. Well, should we say goodbye to the fine folks listening?
Fart bye. Boo my.
Boo my and fart bye. You heard it here first.
Oh, how about you say bye to them?
How should I say bye? You have a catchphrase, fart bye. Everyone knows that you say fart bye. That's your thing.
That's how I say bye and even hi. I say hi like this. Fart hi.
and then fart bye? Mm-hmm. You say fart, nice to see you. Fart, see you later. Fart, la vista, baby. Or so what should daddy's thing be? How should daddy sign off?
Horse bye.
Horse bye? Horse bye.
Oh.
How does Maven say goodbye in a special way? You just gargle. All right. Horse bye, everybody. Well, adorable. The one thing that I pulled out of there, Beth, that I want to talk about is the fact that Bryn, after going to this birthday party, this lavish pool party for a three-year-old with dozens of kids, he said that he only wants two people at his birthday party. And you know what? I am fine with that.
Yeah. I mean, who else would you invite?
Well, that was my concern. But that Bryn was like, no, yeah, I have the same idea as you.
Yeah.
But give me two friends.
He has like two friends, so that makes sense.
It's cool. I'd like to just take an opportunity to thank everyone who wrote in with birthday present ideas. There's some really good ones.
Oh, yeah. Someone on Twitter gave me a good recommendation for one of those little Polaroid cameras. And so we ordered that, and I'm excited.
That's great. While we're talking about it, I'm just going to read these quick birthday gift ideas. Rachel wrote in and said, you should get Bryn a kiwi crate for his birthday. They're STEM projects designed for kids. A whole range of age options available. And they sponsor a lot of podcasts. Ooh. So I looked this up. You're wary of it because it's a lot of stuff.
Oh, this was like the subscription thing where you get a lot of little things all the time in the mail.
Yeah, and I might circle back and try to convince you of this because they send like these little science/art projects and you were worried that it was like wasteful, but this all looks like recyclable things.
I'm just worried about have a constant influx of tiny pieces of things into the home that he's instantly going to just disperse and lose. And then
I think these are things that are not meant to last, so you can throw them away, and you should. It's like paper.
But toys just proliferate, and they have little pieces of junk in every toy bin, and it's just, I don't want all this extra stuff.
All right.
It takes up space. It's bad for the environment. I'm just a little wary. I haven't looked at these specific.
Well, all I'm saying is check it out, because
I just don't know if he's old enough to appreciate it without like flinging it into the corners of the room.
Well, that's the thing. They've got subscription services for all ages. Check it out. Rachel wrote in and told us about it, and I appreciate that. And so we'll look into it, Rachel. Here's the other one more thing. Colleen wrote in to say, love the podcast. A book recommendation for Bryn, since you mentioned he's into the planets, especially Pluto, is A Place for Pluto by Steph Wade. My four-year-old digs it. Thanks, Colleen. You know what? I am going to look into it. Mm-hmm. Haven't yet.
Nice.
But I will. That does sound very much up Bryn's alley.
Can I quickly talk about how our kids like to look at the back of the books they've just read at bedtime and make me name every book that is also for sale and then request that I order the book right then and there.
Have you ever done that?
No, but I tried to explain to Bryn that he might get some for his birthday, and he's like, okay, but just put it in now. Like, he's trying to find the words for order, but he doesn't know. He's
put it into your phone.
Your phone, deliver the book. Like, he's like, he's very, yeah, anyway.
Isn't that a crazy thing? They know that anything they want is available.
Could just come to the door at any
time. If we just press a button on our phone.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, that's great.
I tried to get Bryn to understand the concept of like getting paid for a chore today, because my friend was telling me she was doing it with her daughter and they had spilled cereal all over the floor. And I was like, if you pick those up, I'll give you a quarter for your piggy bank. And he goes, there's already plenty in my piggy bank.
Oh, he certainly does not understand the value of money.
No, he doesn't.
They're decorations to him.
I tried to explain it to him, like how it has to add up over time, and he just instantly was like not paying attention to me.
We should take him to the store to buy something so he sees how it works.
Yeah, maybe.
Not yet. I don't care. Oh, I'm going to throw up. And this has been, the kids are talking. Well, before we go, I just wanted to take an opportunity. We're going to call this one a little short today for very obvious reasons. But last week or the week before, forget when, we changed our call to say, leave us a review. No longer do we want A Very Sexy Podcast for Parents to be the line of your review. We changed it to This Podcast Got Me Pregnant. And you know what? Once again, you beautiful listeners came through. And how many? I'm looking at them right now. This Podcast Got Me Pregnant. One, This Parenting Podcast Got Me Pregnant. Great. In a Sea of Seriousness. That's a good one. That's an earnest one. This Podcast Got Me Pregnant. This Podcast Got Me Pregnant. This Got Me Pregnant. This Podcast Got Me Pregnant. That's a bunch. But there's one. I think, how many was that? Six or seven?
I don't know.
This one from our friend Matt, who wrote in originally about the round robin tournament of things kids like, mm-hmm. that we did, really went all out. Everyone was great, but Matt, here we go. I'm going to read this review. I've never read a review before, but here we go. Really tried, but couldn't get my wife pregnant with this podcast. The mood was set. Three-year-old's teeth were brushed, his PJs on, tucked into bed, now fast asleep. Toys were cleaned up, dishes were done, dirty clothes all in the hamper. The bedroom lights were dimmed, a candle was lit, a safe distance from the bed and anything flammable. And the Bluetooth speaker was queued up and ready. My beautiful wife sauntered in, wearing only her favorite maternity pants. wearing only her favorite maternity pants and a Golden State Warriors t-shirt, which, as we don't like basketball and have never been to Northern California, neither of us was really ever really sure where it came from. I quickly popped open a bottle of her favorite $8 Junice wine. I can't read.
We're not cultured.
And poured into two glasses from the nightstand. Glasses. I just threw up. I just threw up and I can't read.
Okay.
Sorry, anyway. I'm trying to do a sexy voice. I think they were only used once for water. Should be clean, these glasses I'm referring to. I've destroyed that sentence. I'm sorry, Matt. The time was right. I pressed play, and we immediately became immersed in the smooth, dulcet tones of Peter and Beth, describing ad nauseum their new bed purchase, as well as trying to make last-minute plans for a birthday party for their son, Bryn. I mean, how can people listen to this in public without causing a sexy scene? Well, I forgot to mention that we co-sleep, so at this point, little Matthew woke up, and the other little Matthew had to be put away. Oh, wow. We watched some videos, put out the candle, as well as our hopes of ever being intimate again, and fell asleep. All in all, a splendid evening. Can't wait to try again next Tuesday.
Wow. I'm invested. Where do we
hold
subscribe?
On. I'm not done.
Wait.
Beth and Peter are seriously awesome podcasters. They engage their listeners with a simple mix of comedy, real-world information, chemistry, and good dialogue with absolutely no traces of one person interrupting or talking over the other. I recommend following them both on Twitter and Instagram for funny political commentary, as well as totes adorbs sharing of family moments. Are you surprised? I told you to be quiet and I interrupted you before reading a thing about how I interrupt you.
Am I surprised?
Because I forgot that was in there and it surprised me.
That's a very funny review.
Everyone, your reviews are amazing, but
yeah, thank
Matt,
you.
You're winning. You really took the homework assignment. I think we're not going to do a new homework assignment immediately, but we're going to really think of a good one in a couple weeks.
In the meantime, just keep wowing us with your reviews.
Yeah, just surprise us. You got the general vibe of what we're looking for. Anyway, this has been We Know's Parenting.
If you'd like to submit a question, share a story, give us some advice, or a parenting hypothetical for our Would You Know segment, you are welcome to email us at weknowspod@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 347-384-7396.
And find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at WeKnowsPod. Oh my God. You guys, I'm so sorry that you had to listen to me be so sick. You're champions and heroes, and I love you. Goodbye.
Bye.